Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Here, you arguing with God, and then when you finally stop screaming and kicking and screaming, you go, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because it didn't look like what you thought. I told you Sunday that he used lepers to open up the gate. You've dealt with people that had ability that could have helped you, should have helped you. God sent them by you, but their heart was hard. They got jealous, they got envious, they got hateful, they got mean, they got cruel, they put up boundaries and wouldn't help you. I know, I met a lot of people like that. Oh, if they only knew, and I, you know, not that I was complaining or murmuring, if they only knew how they could help me right now. They brush you off like, you know, God will just let, okay, I did send them to do that, but that's okay. But see, he's going to send some lepers to you. Some that are least likely. God said, I'm going to load them with a miracle. They're not even going to know it themselves. But I'm a laden them with the power of the miraculous. And they will be the one that break through. See, because the lepers' hearts, they were rejected. They had a community outside of the city. They couldn't come within so many feet of people. They had to cry out, unclean, unclean, unclean. And they couldn't get in the crowd of people. They were broken, outcasts. But see, God had prepared their heart. When they heard the frequency, when Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, they were a distance away. They weren't in his audience. They were a distance away. They were way outside the city. But God had prepared them. Look at somebody, tell them, God's got people prepared for you. That's going to be stationed there to get you along the way. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, they're going to be stationed in your life at strategic times to get you along the path of your destiny. But those lepers' hearts, when they went into those tents, gathered all that stuff, food was cooking. Now think about it. Here, you're a leper. You're out there dying. Nobody giving you anything. Especially with the famine in the city. They're not giving them anything left to die. They chose to face their enemy first. They said, why sit we here and die? Tell somebody right now, because we're going to break this thing to pieces. Tell somebody right now, don't sit there and die. It's time to bust the move, because the breaker, I'm telling you, the breaker is going before you. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to prophesy and say this. This week is going to be different. Even after tonight, some folk are going to experience some things in the spirit. Okay, this burden is lifted. This cloud is lifting. Okay, I can see my way again. Okay, God is in control. The devil is alive. I'm starting to get my feeling back in my spirit. My mind is regulating. I can see this thing clearly now. God has never been out of control. The devil is under my feet. I am more than a conqueror. I will arrive. It will be well. Amen. Tonight, we're going to tear this thing into pieces. We're going to break it up into pieces. Why? Because the breaker is gone before us. God's already gone before us. When they went into the promised land, the 12 spies, God had already given them the land. God had already given them the land. But 10 of the spies said, we can't go up. The people are too great. They're too powerful. We can't possess them. We saw giants in the land. See, even though they saw giants, God had already given it to them. Amen. Come on, you might be looking giants in the eye. But don't be afraid. Don't fret. Huh? God's already given you the land. You know, it don't matter how many giants on the land. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is man that you are afraid of him? Man has no hell and no heaven. Man does not hold your destiny. It don't matter what the giants are. You just keep taking those steps. Keep decreeing what God said. Keep saying what the word of God says. Keep that word in your mouth. And watch what I tell you. The giants will fall. I said the giants will fall. You know the saying, the bigger they are, the harder they're going to fall. The greater testimony you're going to have. Let me tell you something about the church. Not this building. This is brick and mortar. But the church is up in here tonight. Because you are the church. Point at yourself and say, I am the church. I am the vessel. I am his stronghold. The church is the gate of heaven. If heaven's coming here, it's going to have to come through you. It's going to have to come through me. It's going to have to come through us corporately. Come on. In the New Testament, the church is the gate. Not a building, not a location geographically. It's a people whose spirit has been raised up with Jesus. And as he is right now, so are we in the earth. Tell somebody again, you are the gate. See, when the gate opens, it lets what is in the earth out and it ascends to heaven. Or it allows what is in heaven, and I'm just doing that, it allows what is in heaven to ascend into the earth. The Bible tells us that God has already blessed us with all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now when I get that in my mouth, when I believe that in my heart, I become a gate. That what was said by God who is in heaven, as I say it, I open up a gate. And I allow that I'm saying that he has said to come into this earth realm and begin to manifest the kingdom. Because tell somebody, you are the gate. Now, when you start complaining and murmuring and talking like the devil wants you to talk, you still are a gate. And the word tells us in the book of James that you can open up hell with your tongue. Hello? I said, you can open up hell. You can set on fire the course of nature with your tongue. If you are saying negative things, if you are saying things of unbelief, if you are talking fear and doubt and criticism and judgment and all that stuff all the time, you are opening up a gate. And that's why the strategy of the enemy is to wear you down, to try to get you to say stuff, stupid stuff. You know what I mean by stupid stuff? I know what the Bible say, but this just ain't true in my life. I know we're supposed to prosper. Where's my prosperity? Just look straight ahead. You know, you might not say that, but the enemy will try to tempt you. Job was in such a trial that he said, I go forward and I cannot find him. He's not behind me. I can't see. I look to the right or to the left. I don't find him. Job was in a strait. But with all that, Job didn't curse God. Amen. Job didn't give up on God. Job didn't downplay or belittle God. And when God came to Job, what did he say? He didn't say, Job, I'm so sorry that I allowed you to go through all of this. He didn't say that. He came to Job. He said, Job, gird yourself up. Get up out of that sackcloth and those ashes. I need to talk to you. And the moment that Job saw him, he said, I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. And he said, I repent. Job didn't have no argument. Job didn't say, God, why did you know? Once he saw God and his glory, he repented. Sunday we said, all you need is a word. Tell somebody, all I need is a word. Tell them, I got a word. For heaven to come to the earth requires breakthrough. You understand? We are the gate, but it requires a real breaking through. God right now is looking for a people who believe this. See, the war that rages is over your faith. See, we don't really even have to fight the devil. All that has come against you or that is currently coming, what is it? It's trying to steal faith. Is trying to quench the fire of belief. It's trying to wear you down so that you are just so wearied. You have no spiritual energy, no trust in God. That's what all that has been for. But I got news for you. God is looking for a people, and I believe he's found them. He's looking for a people who believe and will release heaven on earth by breaking through. Grace, gateway to your greatness. It's not a work that you have to do. It's your faith. Are you hearing? It's your faith that he's been after. Now, in the Old Testament, there were entryways into or out of cities. Every city in the Old Testament in those days were walled. If there were any significant city, they were a walled city. They had watchmen on top of the gates. They had watchmen on the walls and watchmen on top of the gates that watched. And they informed the gatekeepers of approaching enemies. Okay, so both good and evil came in or left a city through its gates. Get me on the screen, if you will, Psalm 24 and verse 7. Tell somebody, I'm a gate. Come on, tell them, the church is the gate. Tonight, I want you to take this verse to heart. You've been bowed down. You've been heavy laden. But tonight, a yoke is destroyed. I decree it to be so. A yoke is destroyed. A burden is rolled away tonight. Come on, I said, an enemy is defeated tonight. The Egyptians you see tonight, you are not going to see anymore. This battle is over. This chapter is finished. Come on, we're moving forward. Tomorrow's a new day. Amen. The sun is going to rise tomorrow. It's going to rise with new opportunities. Amen. It's going to rise with a new enthusiasm, a new strength. But right now, I want you to see this. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's not some wooden gate, some metal gates. That's you. Lift up your head. Stop being bowed down. With sorrow, the psalmist says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up. Tonight is the lifting up of your head. I said, tonight is the lifting up of your head. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Because when you start, see, God gives us faith. But there are some things that, because we are the gate, there's some things you have to initiate. When you lift up your head, when you say, you know what, I'm not going out like this. This is not the end of my book. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to start a new chapter. I'm going ahead. I'm going to be better than I was before I got in this trial. I'm going to be greater. I'm going to have more. Hello. When you lift up your head, it says, and the King of Glory. You start to decree some stuff. You start to lift up your head. Just like the leper said, why sit we here and die? But the moment they got up, God got up with them.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 38 of Mega Grace. This week's message, the gateway to greatness. The way God has ordained for you is manifesting. Things are shifting right now. The enemy can no longer hold you back in the realm of your soul. Extraordinary breakthrough is here. Ephesians 1:3 states, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.